Welcome to the TD Sports Podcast Show. I'm your host, Ty Delbridge, and today, February 5th, I'm going to look back at my best bets from yesterday, the NBA games today, as well as my best bets and top props for the day. Make sure to follow me on Twitter, at Ty Delbridge. Give this pod 5 stars on whatever podcast form you're listening to. Write a review. It'll really help me out and get me in front of more ears. All right, let's get into the show. All right, let's take a look back at my best bets from yesterday. We went 5-2 on the day. We will take that every day of the week. Obviously, a 7-0 day, 6-1 would be better, but I mean 5-2, we will take that on our return on investment every day of the week. So let's just start from the top. Bucks -6. They blew out the Pelicans 120-108. Bucks started a little slow. Looked like the Pelicans might actually take it, but then the Bucks, like I thought, really flexed on the Pelicans, showed their strength, and they ran away with it. Giannis was the best player on the court. That Pelicans team is good, though, by the way. They're going to be a lot to handle they could be a lot to handle by the second half of the season, but next couple years, this team down in New Orleans is going to be scary. Next, Blazers +4.5. They got blown out by the Nuggets. The game got early. It got ugly early. Like in the second quarter, I think the Nuggets won that quarter like 28-10. It was over after that. Blazers just didn't even show up. It was just terrible. As a Blazers fan, I'm honestly like, I should have known better. I deceived myself. I deceived all you all. I should have known better about the Blazers. They played well for 4 games. They beat some really good teams, and now coming in on the road against the Denver Nuggets team, where it's a hard place to play, they were only +4.5, +3.5 at some points, and a lot of people were on it, and I just fell into the trap. But knowing the Blazers, this year they haven't been able to put together good stretches. Like, that was probably their best stretch, and then Damian Lillard was eventually going to cool off. So, I mean, it was bad. I didn't expect them to get blown out like that, but, man, that was bad. So, 127.99, but 127.99, the over of 225 and a hit, of 225 and a half hit at 226. Thanks to the Nuggets bench for continuing to score in the fourth quarter when it was over, because the starters for both teams didn't even play. Thanks for the Blazers bench for continuing to put up points. And thank you to Caleb Swanigan, who got a rebound late for the Blazers with like 20 or something seconds left, gets fouled, hits the first free throw to go over, misses the second. That's fine. And so the over hits 226. So yeah, we didn't get the Blazers +4.5, but we got the over. So thank you to the Nuggets bench, Blazers bench, and really to Caleb Swanigan for coming through in the clutch for us. Another over that was fantastic was the over 226.5, Spurs at Lakers. Going into the fourth quarter, it did not look like this thing was going to go over, but the Lakers and Spurs came out hot in the fourth, mostly the Lakers. They hit 7 threes to start the fourth quarter. LeBron went 5 for 5. The Spurs helped out. They hit 2 threes. So there was like 9 threes with like 4 minutes into the fourth quarter, and the over like projections just shot up. LeBron finished with 19 in the fourth. This thing hit over at 231. So thank you to the Spurs and Lakers for coming out hot. I thought this type of shooting would be out throughout the whole game, but we got it at some point and it helped us out. So thank you to that. The over 226.5 hit. Next, CJ McCollum over 19 points. Blazers didn't play good. CJ was slow start, and then he got it going a little bit, but once it was kind of known that the Blazers weren't going to come back, you could tell the Blazers weren't putting their whole hearts in it. But CJ, he could tell he was trying to get a little pride out there. He was having a bad game, so he put together a nice little stretch in the third, and he finished with 20 points. So there we go, hit the over 19. Whiteside of the over 13 rebounds. He got hurt early, he got into foul trouble early, blown out early, so then the Nuggets were pushing it, and he couldn't be on the court. He finished with 5 rebounds. Not a great game from Whiteside, not a great game from the Blazers, but yeah, that didn't hit. And then Jokic with over 7.5 assists. That goes over again. He finished with 9 assists on the game. He's their point guard. It's absolutely ridiculous for a center, the type of throws he was throwing. He probably should have had 12, 13 assists on the night. He had a lot of guys miss open shots, especially towards the end there. There was one where he threw a beautiful pass to Torrey Craig, and Craig missed the layup, got fouled, but Man, Jokic for a center can throw some dimes. So yeah, that hit over at 7.5. So all right, 5-2 on the day. We'll take that. We're going to be looking for those type of results for today. So when we come back, we are going to get into the games today, as well as my best bets and top props. Welcome back. Let's get into the games today. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games today in the NBA. Wow, we got a loaded card. Let's start from the top. I'll try to go through these a little bit quick. Sometimes I know I get a little hung up on these. So we'll try and go through these so we can get to the best bets and top props. So first, Suns at Pistons. Suns are 2.5-point favorites. Over-under is 218. Pistons are, I think I saw, are going to be without Derrick Rose. Without him, I know they played all right the other night against the Grizzlies. Even though they got blown out, they held strong. But give me the Suns minus 2.5. I know they've been better on the road than at home. I still like Booker. With no Derrick Rose, I think Booker would be the best player. You have DeAndre Ayton. I mean, the Suns, not much to go there. But give me the Suns minus 2.5. And let's see where the money, blah, blah, blah. I want to see something real quick on this card. 51% of the money's on the over, or 51% of the bets are on the over, 78 on the under. So now 218. Yeah, probably go under on that. Next, Magic at the Celtics. Magic are 209, or yeah. Celtics are minus 6.5-point favorite, and the total is at 209. Give me the Celtics. Let's see here. I want to see. So far, it says Kemba and Marcus Smart are out. Is that still accurate? Yes. And Daniel Tice is out as well. That is not very good for the Celtics. I'll go under here in this game. I think it's a low-scoring game between these teams, but I think the Celtics end up pulling it out at home. Maybe the Orlando Magic cover that 6.5. More of a stay-away game for me, but I think the Celtics end up winning that game, and it goes under. Next, Warriors at Nets. Nets are 7-point favorite. Over-under is 223.5. 223 at some places now. It's dropped. Give me... I don't know who wins this game. The Nets are without Kyrie Irving. They are home. I'll just take that. I'll say the Nets somehow... Actually, I think the Warriors cover the 7, and it's a close game, but the Nets end up winning, and I think this thing goes over. These two teams are unpredictable. The Nets have been all right this year without Kyrie. They should be better than the Warriors just all around, but I'm gonna take the Warriors to cover, but I think the Nets win and the over. Next, Pacers at the Raptors. Raptors are a 6-point favorite. Pacers and the total is at 216.5. 216 at some places as well. I'm taking the Raptors minus 6. Pacers have not been so good for me lately, so I'm just going to fade them. Maybe that's just me, my own personal preference. Maybe they've been good for you lately. On the road, I like them better at home. They haven't been bad at home or on the road this year, but they're 6-4 in their last 10, 13-12 on the road. They've lost 2 in a row compared to the Raptors, who have won their last... who won 11 in a row, and they're 18-7 at home. Give me the Raptors. I know they're without Marcus Gasol and Norman Powell, but they showed they can play Pascal Siakam. They can play Serge Ibaka, Chris Boucher. They got a lot of long guys, and they can switch up a lot of lineups. So give me the Raptors minus 6. Next, Hawks at Timberwolves. Timberwolves are a 5-point favorite. I find that very weird. The over-under is 238.5. Give me the Hawks plus 5. I think they win this game outright. The Wolves... I've lost, 13 in a row, 12 in a row, 12 in a row, 6-18 at home this year. They haven't won a game with Karl-Anthony Towns since November. They just traded a ton of players in this 4-team trade. They got rid of Robert Covington. They no longer have Shabazz Napier. They no longer have Noah Vonleh. I think the Hawks, I know they traded Evan Turner, but they're going to be fine. I think the Hawks with John Collins and Trae Young and Kevin Huerter go into Minnesota and hand the Timberwolves their 13th loss in a row. Next, Cavs at the Thunder. Thunder are a 12-point favorite. Cavs are in the total 220. I feel like we haven't seen the Thunder play in a while. It's like been 2-3 days. Give me the Thunder, -12.5. I think they roll at home. They've had a lot of days of rest. Cavs are a bad team. They're probably all the players who are good there are probably waiting to get traded, so they're on their way out. Like Kevin Love, this is probably his last game as a Cavalier, I would imagine. Give me the Thunder, -12.5. I think they blow out the Cavs. Next, Grizzlies at the Mavs. I've seen the Dallas is -5 right now. I have seen that they are four and a half point favorites now at some places. And the total is 226.5. No Luka for the Mavs. And Seth Curry is a game time decision. JJ Barea is a game time decision. Jonas Valanciunas for the Grizzlies is a game time decision. I'm really waiting on that Seth Curry news. I know they play all right without him the other day, but I think they really need him. They are home, but with this fast, high-powered Memphis team that's like they're top five in pace, they love to push it. John Morant doing that. I think they need a guy like Seth Curry tonight. So if Seth Curry plays, I'm probably leaning more Mavericks, maybe over. But right now, I'm going to take the Grizzlies at +5. They might even be able to go in there and get a win, but this is going to be a good game. This will be really test. This will really show how good the Grizzlies are playing a kind of hurt Mavs team. We're at home, but they still have Kristaps. They got Tim Hardaway Jr. If they have Seth Curry playing, they have a decent lineup. But give me the Grizzlies and give me the over. I think these two teams put up a lot of points. The Grizzlies love to push the pace. The Mavericks have a slower pace, but they can hit shots and they can get it going if they need to. And especially if Seth Curry plays tonight, I think this thing goes over. Next, Nuggets at the Jazz. The Jazz are a 9-point favorite. Total is at 216. Nuggets, just like the Wolves, traded a bunch of players. They lost Juancho Hernangómez. They traded Malik Beasley. Looks like Jaren Grant got hurt last night against the Blazers. Michael Porter Jr. didn't play last night against the Blazers. He could play tonight. He's doubtful. Mason Plumlee's out. Paul Millsap's out. Jared Vanderbilt got traded for the Nuggets. Just like the Wolves, I feel like they are a little depleted. Nuggets played last night. Now they're flying into Utah. Not a long road trip, but now they're already hurt. Now they're losing some role players who played pretty well for them last night for the Nuggets. They were big in that Blazers win, especially Malik Beasley. He hit a lot of threes, caused a lot of problems for the Blazers. And same with Hernangómez. He was getting rebounds, handling the ball as a big, pushing the play, making plays. Yeah, so I think those two guys not being there tonight with added up all these other injuries, I think the Jazz win and this thing goes under. These two teams it seems like when they get together, they slow down the game. And now the Nuggets are going to try and slow it down, not get so tired since they don't have a ton of players, and the Jazz like to slow down anyway. So give me the Jazz -9 and the under. I know the Jazz have been a little bad for us lately, but we're going to try and hopefully trust the edge here that we see the Jazz have on the Nuggets. The last game of the night, Heat at the Clippers. Clippers are a 6.5-point favorite, and the total is 223. This is going to be a good game. This is going to be a really good game. The Heat are without Myers Leonard, and they're going to be without Tyler Hero. Not having Leonard is really big because the Clippers are a small team. Showed that against the Spurs. I think if Leonard was in there, he'd be able to give Zubac and Harrell and all those guys down low some problems with his ability to bang around and shoot threes. I think this is going to be a really good game. I'm going to lean. I know the Clippers have been good at home. I'm going to lean the Heat +6.5. They've been really good this year. I know they've been really good at home. That's when we usually bet on them. But against a team like the Clippers, who probably have more talent than the Heat. But I think the Heat come in and maybe they win this game, but I think they at least cover 6.5. I think it ends in a 2-3-point game. And I think this thing, 223, I think goes over. I know these two teams, I read somewhere that it has gone under a lot of their last couple games, and then when they meet, it goes under. But I think this is going to be a good powered offense, even without Tyler Hero and Myers Leonard. I think guys like Duncan Robinson, Jimmy Butler, Kendrick Nunn, Goran Dragic, all those guys can put up points, and the Clippers saying they got Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Lou Williams, Pat Beverly, Montrezl Harrell, Landry Shamet. So I think there's a lot of guys who are going to put up points tonight for both teams. Give me the Heat +6.5 as well as the over 223. All right, that is it for my games today. Now let's get into my best bets. All right, here are my best bets and top props for the day. My best bet the one that I put at the top of the list. I'm all over the Atlanta Hawks tonight. Atlanta Hawks plus 5, Atlanta Hawks money line. I'm betting both of those. I think the Hawks win. I think they go in, hand the Wolves, like I said, their 13th loss in a row. The Wolves have been terrible this year. Now they traded their bench. Their starters haven't even been that good. So now I just think the Hawks have too much to do in this. I think their ability to score the ball, Trae Young and John Collins are probably better than anybody else on the Wolves team besides Karl Anthony Towns. So I think those two and Kevin Huerter, I just think they go in and this Wolves team's not good. I don't know why the Wolves are a favorite like this. Maybe since they are home, I'm shocked it's a 5-point. Maybe give them a 1-point favorite. But for 5 points, give me the Hawks plus 5 in the money line. I don't see. I mean, I can see how the Hawks lose. I mean, it's the NBA. It's crazy things happen. Nothing's a lock. But man, give me the Hawks tonight. That's my best bet. I'm probably putting like a half, or I'm probably putting like 1.5, 2 units on that, 2.5 units on the Hawks tonight. Risky, I know. A young team like the Hawks they're bottom half of the NBA as well. But talent wise, culture wise, mindset wise, just everything, I think the Hawks have the advantage. Give me the Hawks plus 5 money line. You could probably even take them on the first halves and whatever else you wanted to do. The total, I don't know. You stay away from that. But my best bets are the Hawks. Next, Raptors minus 6. Raptors have won 11 in a row. They're looking for their 12th win. They have beat the Pacers 11 times at home. So obviously the Pacers have a problem going into Toronto and winning. I think that happens again tonight. I think the Raptors' pace, ability to shoot the 3-ball will be too much for the Pacers, who have a good team. They don't like to push the pace. They can knock down shots. They have one of the best 3-point shooting teams in the league, so they can hang with the Raptors. But I think not having TJ Warren, who is out with a concussion for the Pacers, is a big blow for them. He's a big bucket getter, a guy who can create mismatches with his height, ability to stretch the floor, score at all three levels. Not having him is going to be a big blow for this Pacers offense, so I think that will contribute to this minus 6. So give me the Raptors, win their 12th in a row, win their 12th in a row at home against the Pacers, and I think they cover this minus 6. They probably get to 9, 10, 11 points, I would imagine. Next, over 223, Warriors at Nets. This thing opened up at 226, 227s I saw. The Sharps bet it down, way down, to 223. I get betting it down, but now this number, lots of scoring, I imagine. Not a ton of defense. I know the Nets have a better defense than the Warriors, but still, I think the Warriors are going to give up a ton of points, and they could possibly keep this game close with their ability to score. So if they're keeping it close, the Nets have to match the pace, push it a little bit more than they're used to. Yeah, give me the over. I know the over has hit 6 of the Warriors' last 7 games. Both these teams are top 15 in pace. I don't know. That's my thing for it. I just don't like the Warriors defense. I think they could give up 123 points on their own, but they also have the ability with Russell and the guys to hit 3-point shots late to get it to 105, 110 points on their own. So I think the Warriors lose, like I said before. They probably cover this plus 7. I think they hit some shots at the end of the game to backdoor cover. But give me the over 223 with these two decent offenses, not decent defenses. All right, and my lowest best bet, bottom of the list one for me, is the Jazz minus 9 home against Denver. The only reason this is at the bottom of the list for me is because the Jazz have done me so wrong lately. Bad losing streak they got on. I was confident in them, put them in parlays, teasers, couple games. They just kept losing. I don't get it. This number is a little high for me at minus 9. But like we said, Denver is without a ton of players, hurt, traded, second night of a back-to-back. Jazz have their full team, they're healthy. All those things is why this thing is minus 9, and I'm going to take the Jazz to win. I think they should cover this, get back on the track, remind the NBA and the Western Conference that they are one of the top teams, and they need to get a good win, and I think blowing out a Nuggets team at home would be a good win. Yes, the Nuggets are without people, so everybody wouldn't know that, but still, record wise getting some games back for the Jazz, they need to help themselves for playoff push for later if things get close. Every game matters in the Western Conference against good teams like this, who, I mean, realistically, these two teams, if they're on either side of the bracket, could end up in the Western Conference Finals. So I think the Jazz need to get a game, and I think they get it tonight, minus 9 against the Denver Nuggets. All right, let's get into my top prop. So for my top props, Got two of them today. I'm going Bam Adebayo. His over 10.5 rebounds. I think the Clippers are small. I watched them get really exposed by the Spurs with LaMarcus Aldridge and Jakob Poeltl, or Poeltl, however you say his name. Rudy Gay. Guys like that were really just bothering the Clippers, who don't have much size. They have Montrezl Harrell and they have Zubac. That's about it. So I think a guy like Bam Adebayo, who's probably a better rebounder than any, than he's probably a better rebounder and a guy down low than Aldridge and Poeltl. So I think he's going to cause havoc on both ends of the floor. I think he's going to grab a lot of offensive rebounds. He's going to grab defensive rebounds, try and grab the ball and push the pace. He can do a ton of different things. I think he's going to be very active tonight. And the Heat, if they want to win and cover the spread, they're going to need him to have a good game. So I'm taking his over 10.5 rebounds. I think he gets to 12, 13 rebounds tonight. He's a dominant guy, and I think he could... I think with Harrell, that's a good matchup for the Clippers to have Harrell on him. But when Harrell's out of the game, I think that Bam should really feast tonight. So give me his over 10.5 rebounds. The next one, there's no prop for it yet. I will take a look as I'm talking about this right now. See if maybe things got any up. See if anything has been updated. I am going to take whatever the prop is set for Nikola Jokic's assists. That has been money for me lately. I have been betting that whenever I usually see it, and it has, I don't think it's failed me yet. I think maybe it failed me once a couple weeks ago on the hook. He got like 7, when it was 7.5 or something like that. But he's the point guard. I say it every time. The ball, the offense runs through him, especially now with less players on the court. The Nuggets, if they want any chance of keeping this game close or winning it, he has to have a good game. He has to have the ball in his hands. He has to be dictating the offense. He has gone, let's see right here, I looked at it, he has had 9 assists or more in 4 of his last 5 games. The last game he played against Utah was on January 30th, and he had 10 assists. I think they're going to bring that same, I think they went in and beat Utah, right? That was one of the games I bet on Utah, and they lost to the Nuggets. So here we go again, betting on Utah. Anyway, not talking about that. I think last time, the Nuggets had a pretty good game plan, so maybe they try to implement that again tonight. Draw Gobert out from the down low, which they showed to do, and Jokic tries to find more cutters, like, and just dish the ball like he loves to do. He can throw gorgeous passes. So there is no prop for it yet. I'm taking it whatever it comes out. I would imagine this thing will open up at 7.5, 8. Maybe Vegas and them figure it out. Maybe it's at 8.5 assists. It might be a little bit lower tonight because of the second night of the back-to-back and less players for the Nuggets, and they think maybe he goes more of a scoring route than dishing route. But I think Jokic is always looking to pass. And yeah, so I'm going to be taking this whenever it comes out, 7.5, 8, 8.5. I will tweet out if that looks too high, and if I'm not going to take it, I'll find another top prop and tweet that out. So make sure you are following me on Twitter at Ty Dobridge for any last minute best bets or any other edges that I find, because I will tweet them out as well. All right, that is it for my best bets and top props. Let's just quickly go through them. I will be taking the Atlanta Hawks money line, the Atlanta Hawks +5. I'm taking the Toronto Raptors -6 at home against the Indiana Pacers. I'm taking the Utah Jazz -9 at home against the Denver Nuggets. And then I am taking the over 223 for Warriors at the Brooklyn Nets. Taking Bam Adebayo's over 10.5 rebounds and Nikola Jokic's over in assists, whatever that top prop or whatever that prop may be, I'm taking it. All right, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that all of your guys' bets cash. Make sure to tweet me if you're tailing any of these or what bets you are doing. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace.